recording over here, what?
You're listening to Hit Record on your radio. Everything you're about to hear was produced by a global online group of artists called Hit Record. We are writers, animators, photographers, filmmakers, musicians, and actors who have found a way to do art differently. Remix and collaboration, these are our preferred mediums. Once we hit record on Hit Record, we offer up our ideas and art for the community to relentlessly quote, copy, change, and rearrange into entirely new records. A poem becomes a song, becomes a symphony. Nothing is ever finished.
You're listening to Hit Record on your radio, and this episode is all about secrets.
Secrets.
Secrets can make you uncomfortable.
Only if they're bad secrets. Like not telling anyone about a sticker book you stole at the Christian bookstore, because your mom wouldn't buy it for you.
Okay.
I mean, there are good secrets too, though. Like surprise parties. Or how Gordy in Stand By Me has a peaceful encounter with a deer in the early morning of a campout journey with his friends. And never tells them about it.
Yeah, you're right. There are those moments that are best kept to yourself.
But this is a show, so we're not going to do that. We're going to air it all out.
We are going to give you the full Monty, the whole shebang, and the passwords to our bank accounts.
Because there's nothing in there.
Nothing. You can put something in there, though. Please?
I've got a secret I'm not gonna tell you.
Not gonna tell you.
It doesn't matter if you beg me to.
Oh, won't you beg me to?
Last year, an artist on the site who goes by Wiro wrote a creepy story song.
Then Shinelli Welli sung the lyrics and Andy Ramone remixed it. Recently, he reintroduced it to the community to make it even more creepy. It is our pleasure to present Secret Club.
You're now listening to Hit Record on your radio.
Once there was a boy I loved a long time ago. He woke up screaming late one night. He looked at me in such a fright. He told me a story about a girl he once met. He said her soul was taken from her, damned for all eternity. And she said she's a member of a secret club, a group of soulless creatures who were cursed by hearing secrets. And once you've heard that secret, you are forever cursed to roam the earth without a soul. No love would ever fill that hole. And then after she told him this, she whispered in his ear the secret of the secret club, and his soul disappeared. And then she sang.
Heartbroken, I opened it, and lo and behold, he had written only one line.
shiver fell down my spine. And suddenly he rang me and I answered the phone. And I said, what's this letter all about? But he stayed silent for a while. And then he sang.
Alright, switching gears, we now have a special guest who decided to touch down and share some etymology with us all. Ladies and gentlemen, Spaceship.
Thanks, Evan. The word secret comes from the Latin secretus, which is to say separate or set apart. And it's kind of funny that in terms of human anatomy, when we speak of parting something, it's usually in connection with our lip. Unlike the majority of our epidermis, lips lack melanocytes, and that's why they're so red, because there's no pigmentation to cover up the blood vessels. Anyway, lips, the most vulnerable of gates. You can't board them up, nor seal them with super glue, and you certainly can't zip them. But after hearing Madison Music's awesome track, Zipper Lips, which has some really cool contributions so far from various hit recorders, you might just wish you could. So.
With a silver tone, but my secret song is never to be sung.
On the floor, why don't you give me some of that,
science? Yeah.
Sometimes we keep secrets from ourselves in a very obvious place. Our brains. But how do we lie to ourselves, and how do we uncover the truth? A brilliant neuroscientist named Ramachandran studied stroke victims. He asked right hemisphere stroke victims, who were paralyzed in the left side of the body, to move the left arm. They couldn't, but they seemed to lie to themselves about it. These patients would make up excuses like, I'm a bit tired. I moved my arm earlier. I'm not ambidextrous, you know. This isn't my arm. It actually belongs to another person. Surprisingly, left hemisphere stroke victims who were paralyzed on the right side of their body did not lie.
Say what?
Ramachandran hypothesized that the left hemisphere tells stories, creates threads, and continues them. The right hemisphere is an anomaly checker. When stories have too many discontinuities, the right hemisphere cuts the thread, and the left hemisphere starts the story over again. But when the right hemisphere is non-functional, the left is free to roam, to tell stories endlessly, to self-deceive.
So, if the left hemisphere is free to fabricate endlessly, where is the truth hidden? Is there a possible truth serum that can uncover it?
Ramachandran found that if you squirt these patients in the left ear with cold water, their eyes start rolling into the back of their head, characteristic of REM sleep. The researcher asks,
"Are you paralyzed in the left arm?"
And the patient responds,
"Yes."
Minutes pass. The patient is asked again,
"Do you remember admitting to your paralysis?"
And the patient says,
"No."
A possible explanation is that these patients go into a state of REM sleep. And in REM sleep, the possibilities about the world and about ourselves are accessible. But upon waking, we funnel back into our limited set of possibilities. We continue our waking stories, our self-deceptions, until the right hemisphere checks them and we have to start over again. The lesson, we understand how hard it is to uncover the secrets that we tell ourselves.
You are now listening to Hit Record on your radio.
Rachel Waddingham grew up in Leicestershire with her wonderful family. Unfortunately, life outside of the family wasn't always easy, and she went through more than a few traumas while growing up. Being an independent soul, she told no one. At age 7, she remembers looking into the mirror and seeing a monster looking back at her, and was convinced that monster was her.
It was pretty easy for me to keep the secret. It was something that ran in parallel to my day-to-day life, but at the time I'd also was experiencing childhood trauma and abuse, so I was used to keeping secrets. There was so much of my life that didn't impinge upon the waking school world. It was just natural that I wouldn't tell anyone about the monster. It got harder to keep when I was about 14, because by that point I no longer believed in the monster, but I had this belief that it was an alien that was inside me rather than a monster. And this alien, I felt, was something bad and evil, just like the monster, but that it could take over my body and that it was going to make me do something really horrible. And I spent a lot of time thinking about how the alien was able to influence me. So I had times where my arm went numb, or I kind of fainted or felt really disconnected from the world, and I believe that was the alien doing it. And so I spent a lot of time researching and going on the internet to try and work out, well, what's going on here? How is this working? But I couldn't tell anyone about it, so I started to self-harm as a way of coping. I used to pull out my hair, which might sound really weird, but like the little roots or follicles that are kind of white and milky looking felt like they were part of the alien. So I'd pull them out as a way of really trying to wrest control back of my body. Once people noticed that, I started to cut and try and get the blood out of me. And all these things that I was doing is a real vain attempt at battling this alien without telling anybody else about it. I had lots of opportunities to tell someone, but it'd gone so far that it felt there was no way back from that secret. Secrets was pretty much the theme of my childhood, and what's really helped me come through that is to feel that I can be okay with who I am, where I've been, and what's happened to me. And only through actually talking about it, I've been able to realise that I'm part of a huge network of people that have also been through a load of crap.
Rachel is now an international trainer and consultant and one of the leading voices of Inner Voice, the International Hearing Voices Network. The Hearing Voices movement works across the world to spread positive and hopeful messages about the experience of people who hear voices or have other unusual experiences. Rachel has dedicated her life to helping create safe spaces for people to talk about these experiences. In jails, on Skype calls to workshops, at international conferences, and alongside young adults and children.
As long as I kept the secrets of the abuse, the secrets of the visions and the voices, and then the secrets of these diagnoses that I've had throughout my whole young adult life, as long as I keep those secrets, I'm just perpetuating the power of the people that have labelled me and took control of me. So by airing these secrets, I'm really taking control of myself and becoming me again.
them go bump in the night. Fall into the unknown. Wrapped up in the covers tight, but I can never let go. When everyone's talking about secrets you keep and the bones in your closet won't hide all the things you've buried deep. So they claw and they bite, cut the flesh with their teeth as they tear me apart as I stifled scream. Black and white dream.
I don't know how it happened, but your shadow swallowed me whole. I was lost, but in denial, a fraying mess, a broken and cloudless thing. You looked like a little sweet distraction, an answer, a buzz to mend my fractured brain. So I trailed behind your body and guessed secrets, pulling them from your spine. Then, inhale. I breathed you in too sharp, and I tripped. And when I did, I softly stumbled, more lost, more confused, but a little hungry for truth. And so I took my fingertips, and I rushed them around your dark, finally learning the patterns of all the things you leave behind.
That piece of poetry on your radio was Shadow by Saffron Lily, as read by Joe Rudd. Before that, we heard the sounds of Lexi Scher, as remixed by Jay Forever, with her original song, Keeping Me in the Dark.
The hardest thing about secrets is keeping them. So, a writer on the site who goes by Symbiote wrote a fanciful script about people who could keep them for you.
These people are secretaries, but not in the way you might think. Produced by Tinderlocks and performed by A.S. Sarkowski, Tim Sterner, myself, 3 over 4, and Caitlin Olivia. This is The Legacy.
I thought we'd work our way from the bottom up. This is the Department of Dead Secrets. The secrets kept here are so old, they're now considered inconsequential. Or the only holders of the secrets have died and taken them to their graves. There is also a section to your left filled with secrets that never needed to be kept, usually a result of some sort of miscommunication or conclusion that was off base. These take up the most space.
Then why hold on to them?
Oh, we never let go of a secret, no matter how insignificant. They're a necessary part of the functioning conscience, and all of us, the secretaries, are responsible for them. The more registries we have, the stronger we are. The Department of Dead Secrets is a significant percentage of our holdings. Oh, there's Mr. Aldrin. Mr. Aldrin!
Huh?
He's a bit hard of hearing. I'll introduce you. Good morning, Mr. Aldrin. I'd like to introduce you to the newest member of our team. Mr. Aldrin and his brother had this department. They were here long before I started. This is Isaac Reeve. He's going to help us modernize.
Yeah. Good, good. Always room for new blood. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Reeve.
Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you, sir.
Yes, I heard you.
Oh.
Mr. Aldrin, is your brother around?
He's finishing up a case over in the stacks. Turns out a DNA test released a 54-year-old secret. One less. Ha! Those scientists sure have been keeping us on our toes these past few decades. We need fresh talent like you, Mr. Reeve. Maybe you can talk them into updating this musty old place. I shouldn't complain, though. It's job security.
Thank you, Mr. Aldrin. We won't keep you any longer.
All right.
Ah, there's the other Mr. Aldrin. But he seems very busy. Let's move on.
Who will take over the Department of Death Secrets when the Aldrin brothers retire? Does the organization promote from within?
Secretaries never leave the keep. There's always a place for us here. May I ask, were you recruited?
No, I'm a legacy.
Yes, I thought so. I can always tell. We don't get many recruits anyway. They tend to stir things up a bit too much. Here we are, the vault. Oh, my apologies. I seem to have left my security pass down at my desk. Let's wait here a moment to see if someone comes by who can let us in.
So what happens if legacies don't want to follow their predecessors?
That seldom happens. This is a very honorable profession, a calling, really. Secretaries will always have a place in society. It's a very noble but humble job to hold the weight of all the things people are hiding, from themselves, mostly. Who's your legacy? You obviously chose to follow in someone's footsteps.
My grandfather. He died in the archive fire of 71. We never knew he was the secretary. I only found out when I was contacted about the opening here.
No, you wouldn't have known. My condolences. It was a small fire, but we lost some good people and some valuable secrets.
What happened to those lost secrets?
In dire emergencies, they're released to their owners again. We saved as many as we could, but...
What happens then? What if the people can't handle their secrets again after all this time?
Thankfully, we didn't have to sacrifice enough of them to have a major effect. And some people have the willpower to hold on to them. But when they don't, the secrets can get lost or morphed into some alternate truths, and then they're really untraceable. That's why we're here, to keep hold of those truths.
Why couldn't you just let the secrets burn up in the fire?
The world needs secrets. Vulnerability alone would be enough to dissolve civilization.
Is there any proof of that? Are there any case studies? About vulnerability, I mean. If there were no secrets, then maybe no one person would be any more vulnerable than anyone else. Maybe our secrets are preventing us from our full potential.
Oh, that's all starting to sound grandiose, Isaac. Either you're very young or I'm very jaded. But I think you'll soon realize, during your time here, how rewarding it is to be a keeper of these little powerful pillars. Many of them could demolish entire lives in a whisper. Ah, there's Eleanor. She can let us in. Would you mind, Eleanor?
Of course, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, the vault is a little more organized than below. This department archives forgotten or suppressed secrets. Secrets formed in early childhood. Trauma. Secrets from the subconscious.
So these are secrets people don't know that they have?
Sometimes. Secrets kept here are the most unpredictable and volatile. Thus all the security precautions. To be honest, I don't like coming here. All of the secretaries and aides tend to go a little crazy at some point. In fact, I think we've seen enough. Let's move on. The next floor up is both new acquisitions and smaller departments, like blackmail and white lies. Some secrets need to be verified before being sent on to the proper department, so the fourth floor is research. Here we are, back to the lobby. Do you have any questions?
Actually, I have some ideas about distributing assets to different departments. I think it would take a fraction of the time it's taking now, but there's still so much for me to learn.
I'm looking forward to what you can teach us.
Thank you for showing me around today, ma'am.
My pleasure, Secretary Reeve.
Do you think you'll be able to subvert them?
I'm sure I'll be able to create a backdoor into their system. It'll take time, though. they're more secure than they first appear to be. And the older archives aren't a part of the new system.
You can do this. We have to finish what your grandfather started. A fire won't cut it this time.
I know.
We can't screw this up. Secrets are for the people.
Yeah. Secrets are for the people.
Everybody, hit record on your radio right now.
A secret is when people tell somebody else something about somebody that they don't like, and then the other person gets really upset because they want to know it, but they don't tell them, and then everything goes wrong.
Have you ever revealed a secret that someone else told you that you weren't supposed to tell?
I probably have.
Have you?
So I was thinking, when you divulge a secret about yourself, does it then become a confession?
I think so. Yeah.
So then I was wondering if you had anything to confess before we wrapped up, Box.
Well, I used to work for this corporation called Telecore United Care. I mean, I don't really like to talk about it, but...
Telecore United Care? What exactly did they do?
That's the thing. I don't really know what Telecore United Care did. I worked there for, 2.5 years, and I couldn't quite figure it out. But I was asked to do some testimonials for their video brochure, and they offered me a handsome bonus, so of course I accepted.
Right, of course. But I still don't get it. If you don't know what they did, what did you talk about in the video?
Oh, I just lied my ass off about how great the place was. Got the bonus.
I'll tell you what, you won't find a better work environment, okay? It's great. The maintenance staff at Telecore United Care is outstanding. Grounds crew is always out there, you know, all day, making sure that Telecore United Care is presented, as the, it's great, esteemed corporation that it is. And on the inside, just the same. I've never seen any trash on a carpet. I've never seen any smudges or fingerprints on a computer screen. You know, never any papers just in the wrong place. You know what I mean? Everything just is very orderly. Everyone's asshole is very tight. It's great. The kitchen sinks, never any water on the kitchen sinks. The insides of the microwave, always immaculate. You know, even after dealing with 500 employee Chinese food leftover warm-ups. Never any, it's great, never any hair on the desks. Never any human hair. It's great. There's no dust. There's no dust. No one in Telecore United Care has ever sneezed. Ever. No blood. No blood anywhere. I've never seen blood. I've never seen sweat. I've never seen, it's great. Fingernails, no fingernails there at Telecore United Care.
Oh, I feel much better now that I put that out there.
I don't.
Anyways, we are officially winding down the season of Hit Record on your radio and Hit Record on TV. One episode left, y'all, regarding the future. Definitely don't want to miss that one.
But to play us out for this week, we're going to listen to some anonymous secrets from the community.
The truth shall set us free.
Secret number one.
Number one.
I pretend that I don't care that you've never made it to any one of my shows, but it's actually kind of destroying me a little bit.
Number two.
Cute.
I used to hide it in my bedside table, but for whatever reason, you never looked there.
Secret number three.
I hate you, and I haven't even met you.
I'm glad we're no longer friends, because you're such a douchebag.
Number four.
Four.
I don't write real names of people I date when I'm writing in a journal. 5 years of writing, and you're the only real name.
Secret number five.
I love watching you fail.
I'm afraid of turning out just like you.
Number six.
Six?
Six.
My secret is that I don't have any more secrets. Everything about myself, at least one person knows. But nobody knows everything, and everybody knows something. Here comes a little birdie. Here comes a little birdie. Say, can you keep a secret? Say, can you keep a secret? A little birdie told me.
Now I have to keep it. If you like the show, come join us at Hit Record. And together, we'll make art again, and again, and again, by heart.